carbon footprint of urban agriculture. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Urban agriculture, essentially farming within a city, has become increasingly popular worldwide. It is intended to make cities and urban food systems more sustainable. There are social and nutritional benefits to urban agriculture, but its carbon footprint has not been widely studied. There are high-tech, energy-intensive forms of urban agriculture, such as vertical farms and rooftop greenhouses, but most urban farms are decidedly low-tech, such as individual gardens managed by single farmers and community gardens managed by small groups of people. A comprehensive international study led by the University of Michigan calculated the greenhouse gas emissions associated with the materials and activities of urban farms over their operating lives. The emissions expressed as the quantity of carbon dioxide equivalents produced per serving of food were then compared to those of foods raised by conventional agriculture. On average, food produced through urban agriculture emitted 6 times higher amounts of CO2 per serving than conventionally grown produce. The study went on to recommend best practices crucial to making low-tech urban agriculture more carbon competitive with conventional agriculture. These include making use of infrastructure for more extended periods of time, making use of urban waste, and maximizing social and health benefits. Urban agriculture offers a variety of social, nutritional, and place-based environmental benefits and has its place in future sustainable cities. It is important to implement it in ways that are most beneficial. For more information on this and other environmental news, visit earthwiseradio.org. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime at wamcpodcasts.org.